When I was in first grade, there was an epidemic in the school. We had the chicken pox coming through, and one morning I found myself scratching myself, and I found out that I had the chicken pox. I tried to hide it from my parents, but eventually I had to take a bath, and they found out. So I was unclean, and it was not a very good feeling, but eventually I got over it, and it was okay, but none of us ever wants to be in that position, though, of being unclean, of being an outcast, of being rejected. No one ever delights in being placed in one of those kind of categories. It goes against our human nature to be isolated or ostracized from others. Today in our gospel, we see the leper. He's coming to Jesus, not only seeking healing, but he wants to be connected with people. He wants to be known, to be touched, to be loved, to be with others. When Jesus touched him, that may have been the first time that somebody touched him since he had contracted that disease. Human touch is a powerful thing, especially when it's a loving touch. And when I go to the nursing homes and I go to the hospitals to bring communion, to offer the prayers for the sick, it's one of the things I notice is that people are hungry not just to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, but also to receive Jesus in the presence of another person. We want to be with Jesus. We want to be close to others. And oftentimes, in those settings, the touch that people receive is sort of functional, right? The caretakers, the staff, they do their work and they are busy, so they're off to the next thing. We can forget sometimes how powerful just being in the presence of another person can be, how Christ-like we can be to them. If we each consider ourselves, I think we have the desire to be received as we are. Maybe I'm sick, maybe I'm stuck in sin, maybe I feel unlovable. And in those times, more than any other, we need human contact. And yet, often in those moments is when we feel most isolated. We feel like no one receives us. People withdraw from us. If our wounds are visible and known, people withdraw from us. And so I think in our society, a lot of times we try to hide our faults or we try to hide our sins. People won't accept me. They won't love me if they know who I am, who I really am. But that's why Jesus' encounter with the leper is so powerful, right? Jesus sees not just a diseased man. He sees a person in need of love. And really, that's what the church is meant to say. What we're meant to call others onto is, come, be with us. Come here and receive the love that you need. Are you hurt? Are you rejected? Are you stuck in sin? Come here. Come to Christ and His church. Not so that we can sort of pretend that you're okay, that you don't need healing. No, we see your wound. We acknowledge that. And yet we love you anyway. And we will help you heal. Sometimes in our culture, especially as of late, I would say, what has been happening is that people begin to identify with their wound. And rather than seeking healing, they become sort of stuck in that identity. This is who I am. And this leads them to seek not healing, but to try to say, it's okay to have this wound. It's all right to be stuck here. And I don't need to try to fix it. Instead, I'll just say it's okay, and I want to feel comfortable in my woundedness. I'll just stay there. That's a terrible way to live, a horrible situation to be in. We long for human contact and genuine love, and if we don't get the real thing, we will often settle for something less, for the counterfeit love. That's why sometimes men and women give their bodies away. They're saying by their actions, love me. Accept me. Help me to find value. Because they can't see the value that they already have that is given by God. That's why some people live the homosexual lifestyle. That's why some people commit adultery. That's why people get stuck in these things. They're looking for love. And they're fearful that they will not receive it. Or they've been rejected. Or they've been touched or loved or are not loved by their spouse or another person. Rather, what they have received is a functional touch, a functional sort of existence, another has taken from them or hurt them or used them. None of us desires that. So we turn to other things. We look for genuine love elsewhere. It's a very sad path that many people, many wounded people, walk down. They are starving for love, but they're looking in all the wrong places. When I became a priest, that was one of the things that I had to think about and deal with during my time in seminary, that fear that I had of being isolated, of being cut off from human contact, human love, especially in our current culture, our current climate, where clergy are sometimes viewed with suspicion. Sadly, this is for reasons that are genuine at times. I wondered, in a human level, in a human way, can I live this way? Can I live as a priest? Can I live this isolated existence? That was a continual struggle during my time in seminary. But eventually I came to be satisfied that God would provide. I didn't know how exactly or what that would look like or exactly how that would be carried out. But I trusted. I believed that the Lord would provide. He was kind of confirming that in my heart. And to my relief, now that I'm a priest, I can say honestly that there is a great deal of love that is given by the people of God that I share with my brother priests in a fraternity with them. And that I'm called to share this love with others, with the people of God as well. Obviously, this takes on a different form than in the spousal love of marriage and family, but it is very satisfying nonetheless. We look around, we see there are a lot of lepers in our day, a lot of lepers in our communities, in our society. They need Jesus. They need to be touched by Jesus, His healing power. And as a Christian, we bring Christ. We are called to be Christ to one another. So are you Christ to your spouse? Does your touch, does your voice, does your attentiveness convey Christ to your spouse? Are you Christ to your children? Do they rest in the childlike love that you give to them? Or do they feel pushed aside because in reality they are orphans looking for love and true, genuine love in other places? Are we Christ to our neighbors, to our co-workers, to our fellow parishioners? Do we reflect the love of Christ, or merely this sort of functional relationship? Let's fulfill our call to be healers, to be Christ to one another. The world, your spouse, your children, your friends, they will not hear or accept the message of the gospel, of our faith, if Christ's presence is not in your love. Now maybe you're sitting there saying, well, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to be Christ. I don't know how to love like Him. It begins with us coming like the leper did to Jesus and saying, if you will it, you can heal me. Yes. Yes, in fact, we are all in need of God's healing, of Christ's healing. None of us is sufficient on our own. And until we admit that, I need you, Jesus, we can't begin to bring Christ to others. Christ comes to us today and every day in the Eucharist. If we humbly come before Him and we ask for His help, He will come. Lord, break my heart of stone. Come and dwell in me. Ultimately, we cannot be what we are called to be without begging Christ to come and transform us. Only in allowing Christ to come into our lives can we share His healing power and His healing touch and gaze. When we come to this place of recognizing that we can't be Christ to others ourselves, that we need the Lord to come into our lives, it is then that we can recognize that God already loves us as He made us. And then we can say, I can't, but You can. Please do.